This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Do you think Javier Manquillo is going to start for Newcastle this season? Those kind of questions are buzzing around the country right now as we prepare for another season of FPL. Welcome to Triple Captain. Welcome back for another season of Triple Captain. We have a new handle on Twitter. We are now at FPL Triple Cap. So give us a follow if you don't already. There's lots going on there. I am Luke Jurdy. I'm at Luke Jurdy on Twitter. I'm an actor who is obsessed with FPL. And I'm joined, as ever, third season in a row by my co-host, Rich Wolfenden. How are we doing, Rich?
Yes, mate, good. Got third season, the difficult third season, as they always say.
It's definitely the tricky third album.
Mate, I'm good. My name's Rich, football commentator, talk sport, Premier League, Everton stuff. Yeah, just do all that. I should know some things about football, which is why I'm on this podcast. So hopefully my advice today will put you in good stead for the start of the season. Luke, do you want to explain a little bit what we're doing on this podcast? It's not a normal podcast for us.
It's not. So this is our pre-season podcast. It's going to be a quick fire pre-season picks from the three of us. We're also joined by our producer. It's Ben, and he will also be making picks. So we're each going to get, for each position, a premium pick, a mid-priced pick, and a budget pick. So premium keeper, mid-priced keeper, budget keeper for each position. So we get three choices from each position, and I'm going to be keeping an eye on the time here, and we're going to stick to 1 minute per player. You can't go over a minute.
Okay, for each
player. Okay, so you've got to get it in quickly why they are your choice in this position. We've obviously spoken about this before, so none of us have picked the same players. Let's kick it off, shall we? Ben, premium priced goalkeeper, your time starts now.
It's got to be Emi Martinez for me. He's 5.5, so does that class as a premium? Because usually goalkeepers are 6, but I think 5.5.
I think we can say that.
It's got to be. He won the Copa America. He had a fantastic season with Villa last year. I should probably say I am a Villa fan, so I'm always going to pick Emi Martinez. Obviously, Villa, we're a good team, and we've made some good signings this season, but we are still going to get peppered at the back. I think Tyrone Mings, he can make the odd mistake, and Emi Martinez is required to step up quite a lot. But when he is required, he does step up. He also saved 3 penalties to get Argentina through to the Copa America final. He's just a man with long arms and a good attitude. 5.5.
That's all you need for a goalkeeper.
He's a set and forget for me. Get Emi Martinez in. Villa haven't got a bad start to the season as well. Luke's saying timing. So yeah,
that is a minute. That was a minute waxing lyrical about Emi Martinez. Rich, who is your premium priced keeper choice for this season?
Mine is the only premium priced goalkeeper you need. He is the top in terms of price. He's 6 million, which is a lot for a goalkeeper, but it's Ederson of Manchester City. Nobody's had more clean sheets in the Premier League since he joined Manchester City. And goalkeepers, you want them in predominantly for the clean sheets. So yeah, you've got to get Ederson in. Even pops up with assists every now and then. He's got 2 since joining 4 years ago. He's got one of the best defences in the world in front of him. So it's got to be Ederson for your goalkeeper if you're going for a premium one.
Yep, good stuff, Rich. I think Ederson will be a fairly popular pick again if you decide to go down that route. I'll personally probably be going for budget keeper, which I'll come on to when we come to the budget picks. I have gone for Mendy at Chelsea as my premium goalkeeper pick. Obviously, since Tuchel took over last season, their defence really, really improved. And with that, you know, Mendy kept quite a few clean sheets. There's a little worry there that he sometimes rotated in with Kepa last season, but you'd expect Mendy to be the first choice without any kind of rotation this season. But I'll keep an eye on it. There is a slight risk there from last season. Obviously, Tuchel loves to rotate. But I think Chelsea's defence looked the strongest in the league last season. They were keeping lots of clean sheets when Tuchel came in. And once he did, Mendy kind of shot up to top, nearing the top point scorer goalkeeper. So Mendy is my premium peeper. premium keeper pick. Premium Bieber pick. Brilliant. Right. Mid-priced goalkeepers. Rich, kick us off.
I am going to go with a man who made his debut in the Premier League last season, but is this season playing for a new team. Areola. He's just been signed by West Ham from PSG. I think PSG, who have they just brought in? They just brought in Donnarumma, haven't they? Say that they had Donnarumma, Navas and Areola. So Areola's done the smart thing and moved to the Premier League. Now, he looked good for Fulham last season. I know Fulham went down, but he did have a lot of shots and a few clean sheets, 9 clean sheets, which isn't bad for a relegated side at all. And he looked impressive when he was in goal. And historically, I know Fabianski's been the goalkeeper for West Ham. He's always ended up quite high up in the points table, probably because he's making a lot of saves. I think he saved a handful of penalties as well. And if Areola can be the carbon copy of that, being the first choice goalkeeper for West Ham this season, then it could be a decent pick.
Okay. Will he start over Fabianski, do we think? Is that why he's been brought in?
I think so. I've got to be honest, I haven't looked too much at West Ham's pre-season. It's always hard to tell with goalkeepers in pre-season anyway. But yeah, just, you know, put a star next to that name just in case he's not the first choice.
For me, my mid-priced keeper picks, I've gone for Dean Henderson / David De Gea. Now, reason being, of course, we still don't know who will be first choice for United. I think it would be silly of Solskjaer to not pick one of those. I don't think he'll rotate again for another season. I think there's got to be a choice made here where one will start Premier League. And I mean, we're in the Champions League this season, so I don't think he'd then put another one in to start in the Champions. It's not like it's the Europa League. I think if the other keeper stays, then they'll maybe play League Cup and that'll be it. So keep an eye on that United team, because for a 5 million keeper from United, when we've just got Varane, that could be gold in FPL. So either of those two are my picks. I think it will be Henderson first choice. That might be wishful thinking. But I think he deserves a shot. So keep an eye on them. Ben.
I am going for Jordan Pickford, a star of the Euros for England, but also because he's obviously first choice keeper for Everton, and Everton's fixtures are great. I think they've got the best opening fixtures of any team, actually. Villa have got a few, but Everton have got a longer run of opening fixtures. Just to quickly run through them, they play Southampton at home to start, Leeds away, Brighton away, Burnley at home, Villa away, which is obviously going to be a devastating day for anyone who supports the Blues, then Norwich, Man United, West Ham, Watford, Wolves. They've got a great, 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 great opening run. So yeah, Jordan Pickford for me.
Good stuff. Okay, go on, Rich.
I was going to say we lost to most of them teams at home last season, but you know, it's fine.
New manager, will that make a difference to Everton?
True. I think having fans back will be important as well. So yeah, maybe we'll improve at home this season.
So budget goalkeepers now. I have gone for Sanchez at Brighton. I think he'll be the most popular 4.5 million pick this season. I heard he went off injured in a pre-season game, but it doesn't look like he's injured on the FPL site. So I just need to have a little look at that. But in terms of budget, I pretty much always start the season with a 4.5 million goalkeeper, because apart from last season when Martinez really got a lot of points, goalkeepers tend to be much of a muchness come the end of the season. There's only ever, you know, 10, 15 points maximum separating, you know, top to maybe 6th or 7th. So as long as you've got a reasonable pick in there that's going to tick over a few clean sheets and you're saving 1.5 million on those premium picks that can go elsewhere in your team, I think I'll most likely be starting with Sanchez this season as my starting goalkeeper.
Yeah, I think he would be my first choice. But because we're doing different goalkeepers, my one is Bachmann of Watford. I've got to be honest, don't know too much about him. But what I do know is that Watford had the best defence in the Championship last season, and they only conceded 30 goals in 46 games, which is flipping impressive. So if we did a FCH, I guess the Championship fantasy game would be called, he would be one of the top scoring goalkeepers last season. So Bachmann, 4.5 million, and he's the only goalkeeper at Watford, or on the game he is anyway.
Well, actually he's not, because my budget pick is Foster. 4 million.
Is he on it? I don't think he's on it, is he?
Yeah, he's on it. He's currently 26% selected because he's 4 million. Look, I don't expect that Ben Foster's going to score many points this season. He's my budget pick because I've purely gone for the set and forget mentality with a goalkeeper. I'm going to start Martinez, whoever he's playing. I hate it when you think, you look at your goalkeeper and you go, well, actually, that's a tricky fixture. They're playing Man City. And then actually, you do Man City. or that whatever team does Man City. So yeah, I'm just Martinez all season for me. And if he gets injured, I will work it out as when that happens. Cross that bridge if it comes to it.
Okay,
fair Sweet. Enough. All his eggs in Martinez's basket for this season.
And there's no one I trust more to hold my eggs.
Yes, I'm so glad you've got this mindset again this season, Ben. I like it. The gut feeling that you go with. It's good. I'm a big fan of it.
Fair play. I've just realised I didn't write my defender picks into the WhatsApp group. So I think, why didn't I do that? So somebody else... so Rich, do you want to kick off with premium defender, your premium defender pick?
Yes, I can absolutely do that. So premium defender pick is the man who gets more crosses than anybody else from defence is Trent Alexander-Arnold. I feel like Liverpool are going to kick on defensively this season. They've got Gomez and Van Dijk back, but Alexander-Arnold... he's been pretty consistent. He was unlucky not to go to the Euros because of his injury, but hopefully that means he's going to come back to start the Premier League refreshed, and that wand of a right foot will hopefully get a few goals and a few assists this season. So yeah, TAA.
Ben?
I've gone for Diaz at Man City, 6 million. I think that, you know, obviously rotation, especially with Laporte being back in the picture properly, could happen. I think if you're going to go for someone like Diaz, you've got to make sure you've got a strong bench defender to come on. I feel like I have. I'm going to come on to them in a little bit. But yeah, Diaz for me, he's just solid. In terms of their fixture list as well, I mean... does it even matter when it comes to Man City? I think they're going to have a strong season again. But they've got, within the first 5 weeks, they've got Norwich, Arsenal, Leicester, Southampton, Spurs. I think they're going to do Spurs on the first day, especially with the chaos that's happening around Spurs at the moment. So yeah, Diaz for me, 6 million.
Nice. I like to start the season at least with defenders that also have the option of attacking returns. So I think TAA would be my top pick as well with Rich, but I've gone for Robertson, the slightly cheaper version of TAA, who got off to a flyer last... I don't know if he got off to a flyer, but he was certainly better than TAA to start with last season. And I think he pipped him by 1 point or something like that. But I do expect TAA to come good again this season and maybe push towards that 200-point mark again. He looked great last season. He's had his rest. I know he got injured for the Euros, but he's had his rest now. But Robertson, if you want to double up on Liverpool defence, TAA and Robbo could be the way to go again. I know a lot of people have got them both in, and I certainly wouldn't pick Robertson over TAA. But in terms of premium defenders, if you're going to spend that money, I think TAA and Robbo would be my first choices again.
And they've got great fixtures too. Liverpool are keeping clean sheets this season, aren't they? Especially now.
I think with Van Dijk back. Yeah.
Because that was a problem with those guys last season, is that they didn't get the clean sheet points.
Yeah.
Liverpool just letting stupid goals.
Defence kept changing.
Yeah, I think Liverpool are going to keep clean sheets.
Yeah, and Alisson will probably not be out as much this season because of injury and other reasons. But yeah, I'm not going to say fingers crossed for Liverpool, but you know.
no, me neither. Yeah. So mid-priced rich defender.
You might class this as premium, but Luca Dean, he is coming in at £5.5 million.
I'd say that's mid-priced.
Yeah, good. He had a few issues with injuries last season, but despite that, he still had the sixth most crosses in the Premier League, despite only playing about 75%. Of games. He's constantly a threat for Everton down the left-hand side. He's on free kicks, he's on corners. He's been a regular assist maker and goal scorer down the years for Everton. And like Ben said a moment ago, I think Everton's fixtures are pretty healthy from the opening game. So yeah, Luca Dean down the left-hand side for me.
I've got him in. And I also think with Calvert-Lewin in the team, it does make a difference who else is playing. You know, how many times is Calvert-Lewin going to get on the end of a Luca Dean cross? Probably quite a few.
Exactly.
Ben, mid-priced?
I've gone, I think this might, it's kind of budget slash mid-price, but this is a little tip we've had from the Golden Cobra, actually, who's a Wolves fan, because Rayan Aitnouri, is that how you pronounce his name?
Yeah, you said it like a newsreader though, I like that.
Rayan Aitnouri, he is 4.5, he's a defender, but apparently playing left wing for Wolves, which is interesting.
I think he played a couple of games there. I think we need to keep an eye on those last preseason fixtures to see if... I don't know if he's going to be first choice.
He's on my bench, But, I mean, imagine if he does. Like, how good is it when you get a defender who actually... defender in the game who actually plays as a midfielder.
Yeah.
Look at Dallas last season. Look at Lundstrom. Lord Lundstrom the season before. You know, it's great because they just get so many extra points that you don't expect.
I like that. I do like that.
I've gone for Luke Shaw, mid-priced. He's at 5.5, which I think is a great price for him. I think Varane is going to be a huge, huge signing for United this season. I think he'll have a similar impact to Van Dijk at Liverpool when he signed, and Diaz at City when he signed alongside Maguire. I think it's going to make a massive difference to United's defence. So I think they'll keep more clean sheets. And Luke Shaw just goes from strength to strength. We all saw him at the Euros, just how good he is going forward now. And he was doing that all season for United. He was probably United's player of the season last season, alongside Bruno Fernandes, of course. Just creates chances. And I think when you've got a defender there like TAA and like Robbo, with clean sheet potential every week and chances of assists and even chances of the odd goal, Luke Shaw's going to be a good pick this season. Cool. So that brings us on to budget defenders. Rich?
So mine's a toss-up. You could have either Rob Holding or Ben White. I won't be having either of them, but if you want a budget defender, you can have one of them. Just because Arsenal last season, despite the defensive ricks and the amount of mistakes that they made, they were actually all right statistically. They had the third best defence in the league, bizarrely, looking back at it. Seems quite odd. But Ben White just came in for 50 million quid from Brighton. Looks a good, young, talented English player. And then they've got Rob Holden, who's a bit more of a no-nonsense throwback kind of defender. 4.5 million for either one of them. I'd probably just edge White over Holden, maybe, because he could play midfield. That's the only thing that makes the difference for me, really. White or Holden from Arsenal.
Ben?
As long as he gets his loan move, Brandon Williams. As you said, United have got very strong options with Luke Shaw on the one side. Obviously, you've got, what's his name on the other side?
Wan-Bissaka.
But it's looking, he wants a loan move, Williams, and he wants to go to somewhere like Southampton. You'd expect if he gets a loan move, he's going to be starting, and it's so important. Like, he's going to be a bench option for me, but if he's starting for Southampton every single game, then I want him in. Telles isn't, he's got a couple of weeks out still for injury, hasn't he? So that might delay that. I don't know. I don't know if that's going to knock it off or not. But yeah, for 4 million, if he gets his loan move, he's in. If he stays at United, then no. But if he gets his move, he's in.
Cool. And I think we were all surprised when Fofana at Leicester was named as a 4.5 million defender, starting defender for Leicester, you'd presume. And the rest were kind of five and a half. So he could be gold for me at 4.5 million. I know there's been lots of talk about him already, and we've all probably had him in our drafts, but I think it's worth mentioning that 4.5 million starting centre back for Leicester could be gold, really. If you're rotating, if you've got 2 4.5 million defenders, say like Ben White and Fofana, and you can just rotate them in and out depending on their fixture, and you're not going to lose, you know, huge amounts of points on the bench, fingers crossed, with a 4.5 million defender. So Fofana for me is most likely going to be in my team, whether he's on the bench to start with or whether he's in the starting lineup, I don't know. There were some question marks over Leicester's starting centre backs, but I'm pretty sure Fofana's going to be the one.
Fofana's their best defender for me. He's just so athletic and powerful, and he's young as well, and he's got that just natural footballing ability and confidence. So I don't know why Rodgers wouldn't start him. He's got to have Fofana starting, and he's probably the best defensive choice in terms of budget picks.
Which brings us on to the exciting part. Now, we've got midfielders and forwards. So, midfielders, who is your premium-priced midfield pick, Ben?
Form is temporary, class is permanent, Mo Salah. Next.
Yeah. Nice,
But it is, though, you know, I think Salah, he's obviously been a great performer in FPL for many, many seasons now. Last season, he didn't have the best season. I think this could be Mo's best season yet.
Well, I mean, and it's really not a bad season when you're one goal behind Harry Kane for Golden Boot, and he was only a point He was only a point off his total last season as well, the season before.
Did you not feel that though, having Mo Salah in last season? Because he had that run towards the back end where
he wasn't doing anything. It was frustrating. It was frustrating because he gets... The thing with Mo Salah is because he has so many chances, it becomes more frustrating to own him because he misses a lot of the chances. Mm. And then he'll still score. If he only had one or two chances per game and he was putting them in, you'd probably feel better about owning him. But it's because of that frustration of him missing stuff and getting the odd blank that's annoying. But I'm completely in agreement with you. Mo Salah would be my pick as well, but obviously you picked him. I've gone with Sadio Mane. Now, slightly left field pick, but what I like to do when I'm looking at data and stats from the season before, I like to look at players that underperformed their stats. So players that were having a lot of shots, having a lot of big chances, for instance, big XG, things like that, but didn't quite reach the heights. Mane is one of those players. Now, don't get me wrong, his stats weren't as high as Mo Salah, but consistently, when I've been looking at the data, he's been appearing on the top 5-6 players of last season for a lot of stats. I expect Mane to have a big season this season and to come good and to rediscover his form. Rich.
Okay. So, I would also go with Mo Salah as my first choice. He's probably going to be my captain more often than not this season as well. Just, you know, Ben absolutely hit it on the head there. He's so consistent over the years, which means my option is Bruno Fernandes, who's probably going to be in my team for most of the season as well. He's on set pieces. He's getting assists. He's scoring. How many did he get? Nearly got 20 goals last season, I think, didn't he? He's absolutely unbelievable for Manchester United, and you could even argue that he was the reason why Manchester United were as good as they were last season. I think Solskjaer dropped him for one game and they went behind, and then they just brought Fernandes on and literally just turned it around. I know that was Manchester United's whole theme last season, but Fernandes is just like the forefront and the face of Manchester United's attack. Yeah, he's going to be starting every game. You've got to have Fernandes in your team.
Good stuff, good stuff. So Salah, Mane and Fernandes are our premium midfield picks. Mid-priced, let's move on to mid-priced. Ben, who have you gone for here?
Buendia at Aston Villa, our new signing. 6.5 million in the game. He hasn't played the last two pre-season games because he's had a slight knock. But my God, the games he's played. So we played Warsaw a few weeks ago. We beat them 4-0. He started. Ollie Watkins scored two goals in the first half. Both of them were assisted by Emi Buendia. I think he's going to have a fantastic season with Villa. His stats from the Championship were great. He's exactly the kind of player we want. He's quick. He moves around. It's quite fluid, flowy football. And that works with the guys we've got in the team. Look, Grealish is staying. I'm fed up with this conversation. I've been saying all the way through that Jack Grealish is staying at Villa because he wants to be a legend. And he is a legend, but he'll cement his legendary status by staying. Don't make that face. He's a legend to us. We love him. But with or without Grealish in the team, Buendia is going to have a good season. His link up with Watkins is obviously already working. 6.5 million. God, yeah, of course. Got to get him in.
Yeah, good pick, I think. And yeah, I agree. Grealish is a Villa legend, absolutely. But I'm just not sure he'd want to stay and become a club legend and not win the trophies. But it remains to be seen. And I hope he stays at Villa. My mid-price pick is Rafinha. There's quite a few good picks in this category. Yeah, you know, there's Greenwood, there's Grealish, there's Rafinha, there's Barnes at Leicester. So it took a while to pick, but Rafinha is my pick. So good to watch, so good to own. Leeds, we all know about Leeds. I think they're going to go from strength to strength this season, and I think teams are going to be coming up against them and fearing them this season. Even the top teams, I think, will come in going, well, it's Leeds. We've got to be careful because they are so good. They're so good on the break. They're so good at attacking, and Rafinha is at the heart of all of that. And at 6.5 million, I think that's a pretty good price. I don't think he'll be set and forget for me, but he'll certainly be in and out of my team when Leeds have got good fixtures.
No, I agree. Yeah, so many midfield options at Leeds around the same kind of price point. So my mid-price midfielder is probably one of my favourite footballers in the Premier League. So I might be a bit biased around this, but James Maddison, 7 million quid. He's had his injury issues over the last couple of years, which has been a real shame, but it's not really stopped him from delivering. Got 8 goals and 6 assists last season for Leicester in their push towards third place in the Premier League. There's no other number 10 like James Maddison in the Premier League. If you're a defensive midfielder, if you're Wilfred Ndidi and you pass it into James Madison's feet, he's just going to get it and turn 180 and just go at the defence. There's not many other number 10s that do exactly that in the Premier League. So for that reason, and if he can stay fit James Maddison's going to be a regular in my team throughout the season. They've got a decent start to the Premier League season. They've got Man City in the first five, but I think Maddison can prove a point. Harvey Barnes just slightly behind him for me.
Good stuff. That moves us on to budget midfield picks. Ben?
Smith Rowe just signed a new contract with Arsenal. Arteta obviously likes him. He's 21 years old, has already made 45 appearances for Arsenal, 7 goals, 7 assists in those appearances. 5.5 million, I'm really excited to have him in my team.
Great. I've gone for 4.5 million Billy Gilmore, who has gone on loan to Norwich. Again, if you're looking for that 4.5 million midfielder that can sit on your bench and come in maybe on the odd game when needed, I think Billy Gilmore's the perfect option. He's probably going to be starting for Norwich, isn't he? Otherwise, why would they loan him in? He looked great for Scotland in the Euros. He's got so much potential. I don't know if he's particularly an attack-minded midfielder, but at 4.5 million, if he's starting, he's going to be in my team, I think.
Yeah.
Rich?
I think he's probably going to start most games. I think he'll like be the sitting midfielder rather than the attacking midfield. But, you know, if he's playing every game, you know, give him a chance. Why not? Which is the same mindset for me, picking Moutinho from Wolves. He didn't have the best season last season, but neither did Wolves in general. Obviously, the manager's left as well now. Brings a lot of experience, Jean Moutinho. It'll be interesting to see if he's in the starting 11 on the first game. But the two seasons previous, he got 7 assists and 8 assists and a goal in each campaign as well. He's on set pieces for Wolves a lot of the time, and he's just got a wonderful right foot for crosses. 5 million quid, so maybe 0.5 million, a little bit too pricey, but he's going to be starting most games, and he's not got the highest selection percentage at the moment, only at 0.4, so he could be a little differential if you want one of them for the first game week. Yeah, Moutinho for me.
Okay, so that's midfielders wrapped up. We are going great guns, boys. So forwards, here we go. Forward picks. Premium. Let's start with premium. I'll kick off this time. So my premium pick is Jamie Vardy. It would have been Harry Kane, of course, but somebody else got in there first and picked him. Jamie Vardy, like Sadio Mane for me, was another player that underperformed last season. Still did very well. Consistency was there, but Iheanacho came in and kind of overshadowed him in the end. But Vardy consistently popped up again in those lists of players, stats-wise, big chances. I think he had the most big chances last season out of any other player in the league. And he got quite a few assists. So that suggests to me that quite often he'd take a big chance, it'd come off the keeper, and FPL gives the assist to the person that has the shot before the other player scores, which is why Werner got quite a lot of assists last season as well, I think. So I think Vardy will step up this season and be a bit more clinical. I know he's getting older, but I think this could be his final season where he pushes on and goes for that golden boot. So Vardy for me is my premium striker. Rich?
I would love it if Vardy has one more high scoring season, because you can see it. He's losing it a little bit, isn't he? But I'd like him to have another good season under his belt. So my premium, he's probably not really a premium, but I don't really fancy Aubameyang or Werner this season. So I've gone for Cavani. You're probably more clued up on this than I am, Luke, but I think he's probably going to be the first choice centre forward for Manchester United this season. He didn't really play as much as I think he should have last season, Cavani, but he still did really well in terms of the games that he did play in. 4 assists, 10 goals, 99 points overall. And I think quite a lot of FPL players are expecting quite a lot from him, because he's 15% selected at the moment. It could be the Manchester United bias, but it's still a good percentage. And, you know, we were talking about Salah before, saying form is temporary, class is permanent. This man has been at the top of his game and played for some enormous clubs. And he's done really well for Uruguay as well over his career. So he's definitely still got a good season in for Manchester United. And he's nailed on double digits in terms of goals in the Premier League for me this season. Whether he starts or not is the only question. But yeah, Cavani for me.
Yeah, I think his experience is going to be invaluable for United, particularly in the Champions League this season. And to be honest, I think he'll be used. I don't think he'll be starting every game in the Premier League. I think I almost forgot that we we had Anthony Martial on the books, but we have, and now we've got Sancho as well. I think there's going to be rotation in those top three positions. I think Martial can play in Cavani's spot. Greenwood can play up front as well. Yeah. So I think he'll be used sparingly in order to keep him rested for those big games. But I'd love him to start every game. I mean, he's the same age as Vardy, so I don't see any reason why he couldn't start every game. But there's obviously a reason that we keep him fresh. So I think he's slight risk, but if he was starting every game, I think he'd be in everybody's team at that price. Ben, premium striker pick.
Well, Man City are not spending 100 million on Grealish, but they are spending 100 million on Kane. I'm fully expecting, I'm going to edit this podcast and get it out today, by the way, but I'm fully expecting that very soon we'll hear Harry Kane news. If he stays at Spurs, don't have him. If he goes to Man City, have him. Now, in terms of August performance, he did a bit better last season. I think that's because we started off with a game against Villa. Or was it the season before where they absolutely battered us opening game of the season? I think it was the season before. He usually has a bad August. I think if he goes to Man City, he's got a point to prove. He's not been turning up to training. He's been pushing for this move. I think if he goes to Man City, yes, Kane's definitely an option, but not at the price he is, which is it 12.5 he is this year? Not if he stays at Spurs. Spurs are going to have a terrible season because they deserve it.
Okay, remains to be seen whether he's a City player or not, but it's looking more and more likely, isn't it? So mid-priced forwards, I have gone for Raul Jimenez, the return of Jimmy. It's a slightly nostalgic pick and a slight, you know, go on Jimenez. Everybody wants him to do well after that horrific injury that he suffered. I'm hoping it doesn't affect his output. It's bound to make him feel a little bit nervous, I think. He's got to wear that protective headgear. Whether that will affect his headers or not, I don't know, because he used to score quite a lot of headers. But I'm going to keep a close eye on Jimenez. And what's great about Wolves' fixtures is that they're not that great for the first three, and then they turn really nice in game week four. So if Jimenez is looking good and Wolves are looking good with their new manager after those three game weeks, Jimenez is going to be in a lot of teams, especially as Ollie Watkins' his fixtures change in game week four. Villa have a great opening three, and then they get a bit worse from game week four onwards. So it could be the perfect switch from Watkins to Jimenez for me. And he's done it. Every time he's played, he's talisman for Wolves. So I hope he rediscovers his form. Rich?
Yeah, there's so many good strikers available around this price point. But the one I'm going to have in from the start of the season is Callum Wilson. Because pretty much everything good that Newcastle do comes through Callum Wilson. I know he's a bit fragile, he's got popperdom knees, but he's a good striker. He got 6 assists last season, 12 goals. And, you know, when he was missing for Newcastle, they really, really did miss him. Joe Linton is only 1.5 million less, but he should be a lot less than that. He's just the focal point of everything. And he's proven it over the years, even for Bournemouth, that he knows where the back of the net is. And for Newcastle, it's all about their home games this season. It's all about the home games. And they've got West Ham first game, and then they've got Southampton after playing Villa away. So I think, you know, they've got pretty decent fixtures at home. But yeah, Callum Wilson, he's the man who's ahead of everybody else in that mid-price range for me.
Ben?
Ollie Watkins, great pre-season. I think watching Ollie Watkins as a Villa fan last season was quite frustrating. He didn't finish a lot of chances that he should have finished. I think he's settling into the Premier League last season. And I was saying it all the way through, he's about to fire up. And he did start to look better towards the end. His pre-season has been good. Don't forget, we've just obviously bought Buendia. Leon Bailey has just signed for the Villa as well. He's not in the game yet, by the way, so I'm looking forward to seeing Leon Bailey's price when he's in the game. But yeah, Ollie, he's surrounded by good players. He's a natural finisher. What I love about Ollie Watkins is that he never, ever gives up. Like, he's constantly... even if Villa go 3-0 down, his head doesn't go down. He's always driving forward and he's always looking for goals. I just realised, actually, I didn't mention in the defenders. Did you realise that he's got an eye for goal? Ezri Konsa scored against Bristol City. Ollie Watkins got an assist and a goal.
He's one of those players, isn't he, that has a lot of chances, and sometimes he'll blank and miss all of his chances. But then in another game, he'll score a hat-trick because he'll score all of his chances. Yeah. I'm hoping for more consistency from Watkins this season. And I think he's pretty much nailed to be in my team for those first three game weeks at least. budget strikers now to finish us off. I've gone for Josh King at Watford. So he's 5.5 million. I think he could be a decent pick at that price. You know, you perhaps wouldn't be starting him every game. But if you want to go down that route of budget striker, remember Patrick Bamford started the season at 5.5 million last season. So I don't necessarily think Josh King will reach the heights of Patrick Bamford, but he's done it consistently for Bournemouth in previous Premier League seasons. Could be a decent pick at 5.5 million.
So my budget striker, oh, this is such a throwback to when we did our first season, triple captain, but I'm picking Teemu Pukki. The Pukki party is back for 2021. Yeah, he got 11 goals in his first season for Norwich in the Premier League, 3 assists as well, not bad. A lot of them did come at the start of the season. So if he can replicate the start of the season once more, then, you know, your quid's in. Although, if you do go on the fixtures for Norwich, there is a lot of red in the fixtures that they've got. So it could be quite hard for them. But you know what? If you want a budget striker, Teemu Pukki is the guy. I mean, maybe bring him in at the fifth week if you really want to get him in. But I think I'm right in saying he was the second top scorer in the Championship last year, only behind Tony of Brentford. So he's not lost that goal scoring touch. It might be a case of he's that guy who's good in the Championship and not so great in the Premier League. But if you're willing to roll the dice on a player from a newly promoted side, then Pukki could be your guy. Only 6 million quid.
I'm going to go for 6.5, so I'm not sure this is budget, and I think I might have broken the rules.
Throw him in anyway.
But record breaker, Championship record breaker, Tony, for Brentford. Last season, he scored, so this is in all competitions, but he made 45 appearances, scored 31 goals, and he got 10 assists. It was 37 goals and assists just in the Championship alone.
Yeah. There's always a striker from the promoted teams that tends to come good in that first season in the Prem. I mean, obviously, we saw it with Pukki. He tailed off, but we saw it with Pukki. We saw it with Bamford. Is it going to be Tony this season? Everybody thinks it might be. But if we remember last season, we looked at Championship stats, and Bamford's Championship stats actually weren't that good for Leeds. And he came into the Prem and absolutely smashed it. So could someone like Mbeumo of Brentford, or, you know, someone from, you know, Josh King of Watford, or someone like that, come from nowhere to have this fantastic season?
That's
what's exciting, isn't it?
There's also the concern, though, that for me, Tony could be the Mitrovic of the season and just come up and just not meet the level of the Premier
exactly.
League. It could happen.
Exactly. You got to step up. Yeah. And there is that worry. And he's owned by a hell of a lot of players who have obviously seen that 32 goals and gone,
31%.
We've got to get Tony in. And I don't normally start with promoted players, but maybe to protect rank at the start of the season, I might have to throw him in. But we'll see. But yeah, that's all of our picks for now. We've given you a premium price, a mid price, and a budget for every position in the game. Let us know what you think, regular listeners, and hopefully we've got a few new listeners coming in for this season as well. We've also got the FPL starter pack. If you've never played FPL before, give that a listen, because that is all the rules that you need to know when picking and starting an FPL team. Anything else, boys, on the agenda before the season kicks off?
Follow us at FPL Triple Cap. Join our Discord, just search for Triple Captain.
Are we going to do a quick pod next week before the season starts, just going over our draft?
Absolutely, absolutely. Great. Game week one. Sweet. I now need to make many changes.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Men Lose Weight.
This is Men Lose Weight, a podcast about four blokes who partied hard through their 20s together, and now they think, maybe we should try and lose a bit of weight in their 30s together.
Be honest now, lads. Have you ever been in the middle of a personal trainer session and feigned an injury?
Guys, so I moved from Birmingham to Nottingham 2 years ago, right? Turns out I've been paying for a gym for 2 years that I live over 100 miles away from.
I guarantee at one point or another, he said, Nothing tastes as good as Skinny Feels.
He obviously didn't try that pizza. Did you try that pizza that came out this year? The one good thing about 2020 where it's like KFC and pizza combined.
I have lost £3 this week.
Just so you know the numbers, I've also lost £3 this week.
Whoa!
I'm down to 17 stone four.
I have also lost £3 this week.
What? You are joking me.
I am £1 down this week.
It's all
well
good,
done, mate.
We've all lost, which is definitely better than last week, boys. Well done.
A lot better than last week.
£10 in a week, boys.
Well, that's like a bait. That's more than my baby weighed when he was born. So we've lost that collectively in a week. So, I mean, if you want to look at that, that's pretty decent, isn't it?
Men Lose Weight from Sound Rebel. Listen now on your chosen podcast app.